Oh, cut my lace, lest my heart cracking it break too. What studies torment tyrants has for me? What wheels, racks, fires? What flaying, boiling in leads or oils? What old or newer torture must I receive, whose every word deserves to taste of thy worst? Thy tyranny, together working with thy jealousies, fancies too weak for boys, too green and idle for girls of nine. Oh, think what they have done! And then run mad indeed, stark mad, for all thy bygone fooleries, woe but spices of it. That thou betrayest Polixenes, 'twas nothing. That did but show thee of a fool inconstant and damnable ingrateful. Nor was much thou wouldst have poisoned good Camillo's honour to have him kill a king. Poor trespasses, more monstrous standing by, whereof I reckon the casting forth to crows, thy baby daughter to be none or little, though a devil would have shed water out of fire ere dunt. Nor is directly laid to thee the death of the young prince, whose honourable thoughts, thoughts high for one so tender, cleft the heart that could conceive a gross and foolish sire blemished his gracious dam. This is not no laid to thy answer, but the last, O lords, when I have said, cry woe, the queen, the sweetest, dearest creature's dead, and vengeance for it not dropped down yet.
Thou hast been a very naughty boy. Oh!